Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the best damn sports podcast in the world. Today we are back for our third episode. We are a full tripod today. Our tripodness is 3 for 3. Boys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, thank you.
And if you missed the first podcast, we have Jay and B. We're going to be covering our results from the first podcast of free agency. We made predictions. We'll go over those, what we got right, what we got wrong. We'll also cover some Pacers free agency, and then we'll finish up with some WWE wrestling. Boys, so we did pretty good in our predictions. We started with Kevin Durant. I said the state of New York, so I think that's technically right. I did have the Knicks number one and Brooklyn two. My sources were off on Dallas a bit. But, yeah, so he went to the Nets. I'll put that as a half a point for me, correct? You guys?
I think it was one-third.
Oh, one-third. That works.
Yeah, I had it wrong. I had the Knicks as well.
And again, I don't even know if that should count against us. That's Dolan's fault, not wanting to give a max. Report say he didn't want to give a max to Durant because of the injury.
Yeah.
Our boy Dockage from Indiana, he loved that they did that, but it is what it is.
That tells you it was bad right there.
Kawhi Leonard. Jay, you get that right?
I did not. I had him going home. Back to Toronto. Definitely didn't either. Had him to the other LA side.
That, I mean, you weren't too far off on that. I had
the right city.
Yeah, I had
half a point.
I had Toronto as well. I actually kind of find it cool that he's going to the Clippers. You guys like the move for him?
It's a lot better than the Lakers. Huge parity in the NBA.
Yeah, I agree.
Klay Thompson was a tripod trifecta. I believe we all got that right.
Yep.
Kyrie, I had Nets all the way. I think that was pretty obvious from the get-go. B, what did you have?
No, I had the Nets as well.
Same.
Well, tripod trifecta, 2 for 2. Jimmy Butler.
Nobody saw this coming.
Yeah, I think we all had that one wrong.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you like the move for him, Jay?
I mean, if you want to be the man, you have more fun doing that. It's going to work out for him, but Jimmy Butler's the best player on your team. You're looking at 6th, 7th, 8th in the East.
Yep, agree.
Yeah, and I said this before. I think he's the worst max player in the league, so I'm not a big Jimmy Butler fan. Chris Middleton stays with the Bucks. That's obvious. I think we all three got that right. They paid him a ton of cash. They'll be probably the top team in the East until the Nets are healthy. What do you guys think?
Fair shot. I mean, Middleton, people that are hating on the move, I mean, you got to do it. What else are you going to do if you're Milwaukee? If you don't re-sign him, you're not going to get a big max guy. I guess you could have went Brogdon, but he's coming off injury, so I think it works out.
Yeah, same.
Our boy Vucevic, probably the most irrelevant free agent move out there.
At least we know what country he's from now.
Yeah, yeah. We do learn a lot on this podcast about geography. He's going to Orlando, where he's not going to be in the playoffs, or he'll be the 8th seed. So, good for him. We probably will never mention his name ever again on the podcast.
I really hope not.
D'Angelo Russell. That actually is very, to me, one of the sleeper free agency moves. I love it. I think Golden State had to do something like that. So what do you guys think?
I mean, it's a great move for Golden. I'm thinking they're going to trade him. Clay gets back. I've heard a lot of that, but making something out of nothing. I think it could work out well for him if you know, if they can kind of get reel him in defensively. Otherwise, you are staring at a scary backcourt of Steph and Russell.
B, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I've heard the same thing, that even in their meeting with him before he signed, that he knew ahead of time that he's probably going to get traded after Clay comes back, and it's more just to keep them afloat in the meantime. I think it's a good move, a good fit for him to – I mean, he got his money, got a chance to compete for a while. Who knows where he ends up after that, though.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's something they just had to do to buy some time. But I think it's a good move. Makes sense. Kemba Walker, we all had right. Boston, correct?
Yep. Correct.
That'll be interesting for Brad Stevens. Kind of leaving with Kyrie with the turmoil of him not getting along with the franchise. We'll see how Kemba does. They should be solid. They'll probably be the two team in the East, I would think. What do you guys think?
I think they turn out to be the best team in the East.
Jay? Will you repeat that one more time, Jay?
A little early. You got to kind of see how they mesh. I mean, Kemba's not going to be an upgrade as a player, but I mean, he could definitely help that locker room, you know, just kind of build everything together. But I mean, I'm definitely not going to declare him the best.
Yeah, I mean, for me, for them, not that I want to go on a big tangent about the Celtics, but Jason Tatum was supposed to be the guy. Yeah. He had that great playoff 2 years ago, and then last year he was subpar. I mean, he was good, but this is the year for him, right? This is the year that you're going to be a franchise player. You got to step up. So I think it hinges on that. Tobias Harris. Jay, what you got?
Your boy did not come to the Pacers, which made me extremely happy.
Yeah.
I had him going back to Philly. Giving Tobias Harris the max, that could be trouble in the future. You know, a lot of teams get a believer. I think it's going to be more important, you know, if Embiid and Simmons make the jump. And if as long as he gives you something and just doesn't get injured, and becomes a massive waste of a contract.
B?
Yeah, I had him going back to Philly as well. I don't know how this is going to work with him and Embiid in the signing of Horford. I'm not sure. He played a lot of small ball four last year for him, and I don't know how that's going to work moving him back to the three now. I agree with Jay, though, that if Embiid and Simmons can take the next step, it could be dangerous.
Yeah. I think that's just it's that
you
is.
Didn't you have him going to the Mavericks?
No.
I had him going to Indiana, but I think that the Sixers process has kind of hit a halt, and they are what they are. They're gonna have a center that is really really good in a league that doesn't have centers, so that will be fun to watch. But I think they're three right now in the East. So, let's go on to DeMarcus Cousins. I'm going to call DeMarcus Cousins now the David West. He kind of does that thing where he's searching for either an easy championship or somewhere someone that's going to take him. Kind of like West, you got to have both. When David West went to the Spurs and then the Golden State, it's one of those things that he's looking for somewhere to play for a championship and someone to actually pay him money. So, he goes to the Lakers. I don't see that being a fit. I don't even know if him and AD get along. Reports in Lexington is they've never really gotten along. So that'll be interesting. They've played together in New Orleans. So what do you guys think of it?
It's almost sad that no one will pay him. Just because his production shows that, you know, I mean, off the court, he's struggled. And he struggles in the locker room. But really surprised no one took a chance on him. I mean, people that are getting more money than him is outrageous, even on his own team. JaVale McGee, I think, is going to get more money than him. But they need to sign someone because AD doesn't like to play center. So him and McGee will be there to bane inside for him.
B?
Yeah, I don't. I didn't see this coming. Not who I thought by any stretch. My thing is, you said that the reports out of Lexington are that they never got along. If AD didn't get along with the guy, they would have never signed off on signing him. So there had to be some false reports there coming out of Lexington on your part.
A lot of lies in Kentucky.
I'll say I'd check your sources down there.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think I'm right on this, but. I mean, you got Rondo to the mix. Rondo got signs a 2-year deal. Kind of thinks he's probably going to start, and I don't think he's going to end up starting. So,
did you say Rondo too?
Is he with the Lakers?
No, he went back to L.A.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said the Knicks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in L.A. Sorry. Rondo signed a 2-year deal with the Lakers, yeah. And I think he was kind of promised the starting job. He's going to be on the bench, I think.
I heard they might start Braun at the point.
Right. Yeah, so, like, you got Rondo sitting on the bench, which he's probably not going to be too happy about. You got Cousins out there, and then you got two other dynamic personalities in Braun and Davis. I don't know. I think Frank Vogel is going to be gone. And maybe Coach Calipari might be there next year. What do you think about that, boys?
No, they haven't. That's another myth. That's Lexington.
All right. Yeah. Just throwing it out there. Let's go to Malcolm Brogdon. Our boy.
Yeah.
I actually love the move. I had him going to Dallas. I think Indiana. I think this is perfect for us. I mean, you're going to pay somebody. I think he's a good player. His interview was very impressive. He was humble. He was talking about how this is still Oladipo's team. What do you think about it, B?
I had him going back to the Bucks, but I love it. It's nothing better than coaching a good player from an in-division team. Like I said, I think it's a good fit. I think he'll fit right beside Oladipo very well. Not sure on his true point guard skills, but in today's NBA, there's not too many true point guards around. I think he'll be a good scoring option for us that we desperately needed.
Jay?
Yeah, I had him going back to Milwaukee just because he's a restricted free agent, but great move for the Pacers. You know, us getting a top 10 free agent's unheard of. So, I mean, in the future, we dropped our age quite significant. If we re-signed Sabonis, it could be scary.
Yeah, I think we got to get healthy. And like you said, like Logan said, I don't think him playing the point guard is necessarily going to happen all the time. Victor kind of took over in games. You know, and the problem was when Victor was healthy, he would draw that double team. And now you have shooters that can help him. So I think it's a win-win for us. I don't think there's any risk, really, besides him just being a total bust, which we already know what he is. So I think we're fine there. I guess this is our free agent Pacers part because now we're going to talk about Bojan. Bogey, he left us. That's sad, right, guys?
That hurt.
Yeah.
It's a great fit for him. So, and he got some cash. I mean, can't hurt too much for him. I really like the Lamb signing. Got him for cheap, you know, and plus defender, decent shooter. He can start till Depot's ready. So I really like that move. But we're really going to need Holiday to step up. I wasn't too impressed at Summer League. So hopefully he gets it going and the other guy we signed, the first round guy.
Yeah, B, what do you think?
Yeah, it hurts losing Bojan, but at the same time, I really like the youth movement that they went with. I don't know if they're going to play anybody over the age of 27 or 28. Lamb, I think, is a great signing as well. I think he actually may be a better signing than Brogdon was, just the fact that he could be that scorer off the bench that we hadn't had in a long time. So I think once they get healthy, give them a year or two to mesh, and I think they'll be a contender in the East within a couple of years.
Trade McDermott.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all agree here. We're taking a step back this year, though, right?
I don't know.
Just depends on when Depot's ready. Yeah. I mean, if he's full on ready to go, second half of the season, heading into the playoffs, you never know.
That's my thing is, if he's ready to go by January and he's healthy, I think come playoff time, Pacers could be a legit factor.
Yeah. I think the thing that helps is I think everybody's going to be able to put the ball in the basket. So, and will have the ability with a big front line to compete with the smaller teams and do something different. So I like
it. We're going to be able to shoot. We're going to have shooters, and we're going to be able to defend. So
yeah, and I think it's Turner and Sabonis time, right? That's the starting lineup.
Yes. For now, anyway.
Jay?
It's kind of football a lot now. But yeah, that really might change. When, you know, with the Warriors breaking up, there's not going to be tiltable.
So let's finish the free agent section with winners and losers. I'll kind of start it off. I think the big winners for me are kind of obvious. We didn't even mention the Houston bomb. I think Houston won big, getting Westbrook. Him and Harden are going to dominate. They'll probably both average 30 points a game. So it'll be fun to watch them. It'll be interesting how they share the ball, but I'm sure they'll make it work. They've done it in the past, so they have the experience. They both are diehard killers. They want to win. So I think they won. I think L.A. obviously got their big star free agent. So anybody that got one of those key free agents, the, you know, Davis or Durant, I think you got to call that a win. Teams outside those big free agent moves, I kind of like what the Pacers did. I would call us a winner in this. It was smart. It was savvy for a small market to do that. Who do you guys have as some winners?
Yeah, I mean, I think the net is the biggest winners just because they got, KD, Clippers. I mean, probably 1A, 1B with those two. They made the most surprising move getting Paul George out of nowhere. Like you said with Houston, I think when you don't have, cap space and you make a move to make your team better, that's really impressive, which is what Houston did. But by far the biggest loser in all this is Chris Paul.
He might be the most hated man in the NBA besides the players.
Yeah, I heard he's kind of a jerk. So,
he made fun of Harden for his man boobs, and just seems like a jerk.
I don't think that Chris Paul's the biggest loser. I think he comes a little short to the Knicks. You have that kind of cap space and that kind of a market, and you literally get nobody. So I think they're just the laughing stock of the league now. Clearly the winners, the Clippers, the Lakers. Toronto's they're a big loser as well, I think, in all this. Outside, before the Kawhi signing, a lot of the analysts were saying that the Pacers were the only A-plus grade in the free agency period. So a lot of people really liked what they've done. Losing Boyan, it hurts, but they've done a real good job of retooling and getting young, so they're clearly a winner in my book as well.
Yeah, I think the Knicks are as a team, I think probably lose the most every year, especially as small market teams that we root for. Always here, New York can get this person because it's New York, and they really haven't. They haven't really attracted that big free agent person in a long time.
It's Carmelo.
Yeah, did that work out even?
For the first couple of years, they were legit Eastern Conference contenders there, but it was a one-man show, and you went up against LeBron in the Heat there, and one guy couldn't do it, so went up against Roy Hibbert.
Yeah, Roy! Big Roy!
Yeah, that guy.
He's playing video games now. Good for him.
Yes, sir. Got him a nice new chair the other night.
I saw that. We need to get Roy on the show, I think.
That's right. Let's hit him up.
All right. I'll get my sources on that.
Thanks.
Jay, who do you got as the biggest loser?
I already said Chris Paul.
You about to know teams? What about New Orleans? You like what New Orleans did?
I do. I mean, they made something, hopefully Zion kind of gets it going, kind of tweaked his knee in summer league, playing really safe with him, which I understand. Some jokes about his weight, that could just be the picture, but hopefully he can come out and be, above average starter year one and going forward can become a star for them. Because they got the pieces in place to make some noise, and then if they can re-sign Ingram, him have a good year, you know, they could stay relevant and really steal that trade from LA with all the picks.
Okay. Well, we'll finish off the NBA section here with winners and losers that we did. LA is 4-1 with Vegas, the Lakers. The Clippers are actually the favorite at 3-1. Some other interesting odds: you have the Bucks 4-1, Houston 7-1, Golden State 13-1. The Raptors, defending champs, 28-1. Vegas has no love for them. They're a team that gets written off every year, though. So, Nuggets 18-1, and then you got the Nets at 22-1. Any of those you guys like?
No.
You got to like one of them.
No, I don't like any of them.
Who do you like?
I got the Trailblazers. You didn't mention their odds, but I think they go to the finals against Boston.
Oh, shoot. Early prediction. Laying it down.
Mark
it. 28-1. Logan's kids are going to college. Jay, who you got?
The early odds of the Clippers, like, you know, Kawhi and the PG can work out very nice. I don't think the Lakers will be anywhere near that. I don't see it working out as everyone else does. I think Father Time is not there with LeBron, but, I mean, he's not going to be able to dominate like he has. But then the East is just a toss-up. I mean, and that's what's good about this upcoming season. There's so many teams, you know, that are there. You know, the Nuggets, you didn't mention the Jazz. They're going to be just as good as anybody. Houston's going to be better. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a good season. I'll say this. When you're betting futures, in my opinion, you never want to go with something that's 3-1, 2-1, 4-1, as you saw with Golden State. Anything can happen, and that is just terrible odds for just circumstances that could unfold. In my opinion, I love Houston 7-1. I think that's really good value. You got two all-stars.
Before we move on, Jay, you don't like the Lakers like everybody else says. Are you saying they don't make the playoffs?
They make them.
They do make the playoffs?
I don't see any legit noise coming from them anyway.
All right, well, that ends the NBA portion. We'll touch base that throughout the year and make sure Logan's prediction is right or wrong. Let's throw in some WWE talk. I haven't watched WWE since Shawn Michaels gave British Bulldog Sweet Chin Music over the top rope in the Royal Rumble.
So, 93?
I think it was, yeah, I mean, I was in the DX days too, so I was a little bit after that, but. So I'm just going to narrate the conversation here, facilitate for you guys. And I don't even know how to say these names, so we'll
correct you.
All right. I'm not supposed to say one of the matches, and I don't even know which one that is. So, Jay, which one am I not supposed to say?
The first one.
All right, so we'll go with Aleister Black versus Cesaro.
Yeah, Cesaro, but I'm gonna take Black's gonna get the win. He's a new guy. They're pushing some of these next guys, and Cesaro's been around, but yeah, Black's gonna get the win.
Yeah, I agree. He was part of a tag team there for a little bit, and they've kind of given him a little singles push here, and this is his first singles match, really, and there's no way you're going to build a guy up to be like that and then make him lose his first match to a mid-card guy.
All right. Big drama there. We got the SmackDown tag team titles. We got Daniel Bryan. He's the Yes guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, yes. So we got Bryan and Rowan versus Usos versus Heavy Machinery. Sounds very complicated. B, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I think Heavy Machinery pulls off an upset here. I think they're going to move Daniel Bryan towards the singles push a little bit with Rowan being his muscle guy. The Usos, they've had, you know, held the titles a lot over the years,
and I think that they're going to push some new guys and some new talent. It's not just Heavy Machinery pulling off the upset here.
By the way, Heavy Machinery is the worst tag team name ever.
If you saw these guys, you'd understand.
Do they wear, like, hard hats?
No, they're, like, 5'2", and they weigh, like, 300 pounds apiece.
Oh, so they're literally heavy.
Literally heavy machines.
Okay, I get it. Jay, who you got?
I got Daniel Bryan and Rowan getting the win. Daniel Bryan's new character. I don't think Heavy Machinery's ready for that. So I'm going to go Bryan and Rowan.
All right. We got a disagreement. I like it. Next, we got the rival, the revival. I don't know what they're reviving from, but the revival versus Uosis with their second match of the evening.
Are the Usos in two matches?
They're the Raw tag titles.
They're going for both tag titles.
Back in my day, there was one title. You won it, and you were the champ. Who you guys got in that one?
The Revival retains.
I'll go with the Usos.
Sounds like you both care about that match. Looks like we have some ladies on deck. 2-on-1 for SmackDown Women's Title. I like the 2-on-1 part. Bayley versus Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, what do you got, Jay?
I think this is one of those, WWE likes to do random stuff. So I think Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss will, like, run into each other or something stupid, and Bayley will get the win.
I see Bayley wins and retains, but I see some assistance by returning Sasha Banks tonight. The promo on Monday with Nikki telling her to bring a friend because she's going to get slapped in the face. That tells me that she's going to have some help, and I think a returning Sasha Banks is that assistance for her.
Knowing nothing about the match, it really sounds like someone interferes, the one person wins. That's just...
Agreed.
All right. Next match, we got Bobby Lashley versus Braun Strowman. This is the last man standing match. Who is standing last between those two, Jay?
I think Braun Strowman gets it done. He's just a bigger name than Bobby Lashley. So I think something probably crazy will happen in this match. Strowman will get the win.
Yeah, Strowman wins this. I think they really dropped the ball on him last year when he had so much the fan base behind him. When he was going up against Brock and Roman, and they dropped the ball, and I think they're trying to get that steam back for him, so I think he gets it done as well.
All right, I'm going with Bobby Lashley. For the U.S. title, we got Ricochet versus AJ Styles. I like AJ Styles. I know that name. I know him. I like him. B, who you got?
Unfortunately, I got AJ Styles taking the title from Ricochet. I'd like to see Ricochet keep it just because he's a fresh face that we haven't seen a lot of, and he's one of those high-flying guys that makes matches interesting, but I think he's a transition champ, and they give it to AJ here tonight.
Yeah, I think Gallows and Anderson get involved, and AJ Styles gets the belt.
All right. Good for AJ Styles. I like that. We got some other names I know coming up. Roman Reigns and Undertaker versus Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre. I see Shane McMahon getting thrown into a casket. What do you guys say?
I hope so. Nah, yeah, I got Roman and Undertaker winning this one. I think they start pushing towards a singles feud between McIntyre and Undertaker towards... maybe SummerSlam or maybe Survivor Series later on down the road, but I see them winning, Roman and Taker winning this one.
It is no holds barred, Jay. Do you see that result as well?
That's true. Shane's been winning a lot lately. So I'm going to go with Shane McMahon and McIntyre pulling the upset. Something crazy happening, something hitting Roman Reigns and one of them pinning Reigns tonight.
All right, we got two more matches to go over. WWE Championship match. We got Kofi Kingston versus Girl Scout Cookie Samoa Joe. Who comes home with the title? B?
I think Kofi keeps it. So he usually loses the big match. It's not time for Kofi to lose that belt yet. He's still getting the push. Kofi Kingston holds on.
I think tonight's the Girl Scouts. It's their day. He sells out of boxes tonight and takes the title from Kofi.
Whoop, whoop. There we go. Heard it here first. Last but not least, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch versus Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans winner takes all title matches. I like it. Who do you got?
This is my guarantee of the night. Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch get the win tonight.
Yep, I agree. Guarantee it. Book it. There's no way they're putting the heavyweight title on Baron Corbin. If Lacey Evans had a different partner, I could see it, but there's no way they are putting that title on him.
Seth Rollins is a Bears fan as well, so you know he's going to get the dub.
That's good logic there.
Yep. All right, so that's the end of our WWE section. Anything else you guys want to tip, you know, talk about before we sign off here?
I hate what baseball's doing, but that's another podcast for another day.
Sounds good. Big shout out to our boy Dokin, City Golf Champ of Bloomington. Proud of you. And as always, justice was served.
All right. Later, boys. Love y'all.